Garrett Edelstein here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. On this episode of Celeb Savant, I'll be speaking to, and excuse my French during this bio, but I'll be speaking to Martin Bourboulon, who is the director of the movie Eiffel. He's the son of producer Frederick Bourboulon. He began his career as assistant director on a dozen feature films. He then turned to advertising, where he produced spots for a number of brands such as Adidas and institutions like the Professional Football League and the International Federation for Human Rights. At the same time, he joined the team of Les Gounons de l'Info, for which he produced more than 90 fictions, while continuing to direct commercials. He moved on to feature films in 2015 with Papa o Maman and in 2021 with the movie Eiffel. In 2023, he'll be producing one of the biggest projects in French cinema history, the diptych of the Three Musketeers, slated for release in that year. This is Celeb Savant with Martin Bourboulon, the director of Eiffel. It's a pleasure to have time with you this morning. Before we dive into Eiffel, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. Having a father in the industry as a producer, do you think that will automatically lead you into becoming a director and into the industry?
Yes, for sure. I think to have a father in the industry shows me the way of the industry and how the industry can work. And you know, for sure, when I was young, I was very often on. I used to go on the set with him, and for sure, I think it shows me a lot of things. But you know, my brother didn't. My brother is not in the industry, so it seems that it's not automatically. But for sure, it helps to show how the industry works.
You've done commercials, advertising, feature films. Now, being a person that's also been acting in commercials, feature films, and shorter films, what's the difference like for you doing feature films, commercials, and shorter films? Do you attack it with the same approach, or do you see it as a very different entity?
If you agree about that, I can just answer this question in French because it would be quickly, and Beatrice could translate to you. Pour moi, l'approche effectivement peut être différente parce que les formats sont pas les mêmes. Naturellement, une publicité n'est pas le même timing qu'une histoire qu'on raconte comme dans un long métrage. Mais j'ai toujours trouvé qu'il y avait quelque chose de similaire dans la manière de raconter une histoire avec les images, qu'elles soient courtes ou longues. Et ça passe souvent par le travail de l'acteur. Et d'une certaine manière, mon expérience en publicité qui a précédé les films que j'ai pu faire, m'a beaucoup appris sur le travail d'un acteur, la manière dont une image, souvent, vaut mieux que 1000 mots et qu'une expression de jeu peut raconter beaucoup plus qu'un long montage de séquences. Donc, j'y trouve une complémentarité et quelque chose que je trouve intéressant.
Yes, I do think it's a different approach in many ways because it's a different approach, it's a different format, it's a different timing from between commercials and long films or short films and long films. But still, there is something that some aspects that are really the same, that are very similar. For example, it's a story plus images, and also a lot depends on the work or the acting work of the actors. Actually, I learned a lot about the work of an actor while doing these commercials, and I believe that one thing I learned is also that sometimes one image will tell you much more than 1,000 words. And I believe that actually both are complementary.
Which do you prefer, long form or the commercials?
naturally is not the same words and le même investissement, la même implication. La préférence, elle est difficile à dire, mais je trouve que le travail d'un long métrage est effectivement peut-être plus intéressant dans la longueur, parce qu'on a le temps de s'investir plusieurs mois sur une histoire, de travailler à sa mise en scène. Après, je trouve vraiment que le travail en publicité est assez excitant et très intéressant aussi, parce que ça apprend encore une fois à raconter quelque chose de précis en peu de temps. Et c'est un très bon exercice. Et en tout cas, le réflexe de ces questions qu'on doit se poser dans la mise en scène d'une publicité est très formateur quand on doit mettre en scène une histoire sur un plus long timing.
Well, it's really difficult to say because, of course, we will say that for a long film, you have a longer involvement, more engagement on the long term, and it's you get more in terms of length. But still, I believe that advertising remains something really exciting and interesting because you need to be very precise. You have a short time to do something very precisely. So the questions that you are going to ask yourself when you do this short filming are basically the same that you will ask yourself for a long filming.
What attracted you to create the movie Eiffel?
Je trouvais que le projet de départ de proposer une histoire romantique sur la base d'une histoire vraie et de mêler l'intime et l'épique, c'est-à-dire de faire un film, une grande histoire d'amour qui permettrait aussi de voir pour la première fois au cinéma les coulisses de la construction d'un des monuments les plus connus au monde. Je trouvais ça très romantique et très excitant dans un moment où le cinéma était malmené par les plateformes et par le Covid. Et je trouvais qu'il y avait là un vrai projet de réconciliation avec le public et la salle de cinéma que je trouvais très 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 excitant.
I found the starting of the project very exciting because it was for me very interesting to be able to put together a love story with a technical adventure actually and to have an intimate vision of what happens in the building of a big project like this, like the Eiffel Tower, to see what's happening in the background and to have this intertwining of the love story and the engineering of the tower.
I noticed that you use specific techniques throughout the movie, namely smoke, color, music, and specifically with Gustav and Adrian, movement to represent the flow of the different scenes in the movie. Can you elaborate a little bit more around those four elements, smoke, color, music, and movement, how you utilize those and why you chose those four elements?
It's quite a technical question because what do you mean exactly of color, smoke, color, music?
So I noticed the colors were quite muted, but then when we saw the Eiffel Tower come to be, the red was standing quite present. And before that, the colors were sort of like a little bit less muted, not as shining out as much as the red. And I noticed there was lots of smoke in the different elements when Gustav was smoking, when there was fire, smoke, you know, when there was fire, there were smoking elements.
Okay. I understand. Yes, yes, it's true. We used to have a lot of discussion with Mathias Boucard, the DOP. It was very exciting about use smoke on the background and you know, always on with the workers on the Eiffel Towers, because I don't know exactly how do you say in English, but in French we were looking for image patinée. So it's a term of, you know, it's quite difficult to do a period film because the risk is to have a cheesy image, you know, a fake image. And we really want to have a period image, not to be not too fake. And the smoke, yeah. it's an easy way to do it.
How long did it take to film the movie from day one through to completion?
It's always difficult to answer to this kind of question because the day one begin not especially on the first day of the shoot. For the Eiffel Adventure, the day one began with Caroline Boncamp, the original writer of the script, 20 years ago.
Okay.
So the day one of this movie is about 20 years ago when she first had this idea to make the film. And, you know, this film found a lot of different screenwriters, different directors. And I met the project in November 17, I think. And I began to work on this at the beginning of the 2018 in January. So to answer to a question, I think the day one from the to complete movie is about 3 years, I think, for me. 3 years for me. We rewrite the script for 1 year and a half. And then, so for sure, with the COVID interruption, it took more than the. It took more.
And how did the lockdown affect the production of the film?
At the end of the editing, at the end of the editing period.
La question, c'était quel a été l'effet du confinement sur le film?
L'effet du confinement a été particulier parce que on a interrompu le tournage en deux parties. Donc, on a dû interrompre, comme en France, comme ailleurs, en mars 2020, on a interrompu le tournage. Et du coup, l'effet a retardé un petit peu la reprise du tournage. Et l'effet du Covid a décalé, en tout cas en France, la sortie à 3 reprises. Donc, les dates de sortie ont été changées à 3 ou 4 reprises même.
There was an impact of the lockdown on the movie because we had to interrupt the movie. It was interrupted in the filming was interrupted in March 2020. So this created delays, and the effect of the COVID went on having impact because 3 times we started again and we had to interrupt the filming again.
How did you choose? How was the casting process for you? What were you looking for in the actors and actresses to play the main lead roles and the co-lead roles? What was the spark, or what was it about them that you chose those specific actors and actresses?
Romain for Eiffel était mon unique choix. It was my first and my only choice. J'ai toujours voulu travailler avec cet acteur là. Et je trouvais que pour ce film, il y avait une évidence d'un acteur qui pouvait se fondre dans le costume, dans le film d'époque, et qui avait aussi une modernité romantique. Je le trouve très caméléon, et capable d'être à la fois un grand meneur d'hommes autoritaire et dynamique, tout en étant un homme sensible et très vulnérable lorsqu'il retrouve cet amour de jeunesse dans sa vie.
Actually, my choice has always been Romain as an actor. I always wanted to work with Romain. It was my choice and it was my only choice because for me, it was really obvious that he would really embody this character because Romain can really act like a chameleon. And also he's got characteristic like his authority, but at the same time, he's got a sensitivity and he can also be vulnerable at times.
Et pour Emma, Emma est une vraie révélation. Comme tout le monde, on l'a découvert dans la série Sex Education, dans le show. Et pour nous, Français, cela a été une découverte encore plus intéressante quand on s'est rendu compte que cette actrice parlait français. Et elle avait pour moi beaucoup de choses qui correspondaient au rôle d'Adrienne, une certaine fraîcheur. Et cette idée que c'était une femme à la fois inconnue, mais déjà célèbre, Et pour le public français, c'était à la fois une vraie découverte parce qu'on allait la voir pour la première fois parler en français, alors qu'on certains l'avaient déjà identifié dans la série Sex Education. Et l'alchimie entre Romain et Emma a été immédiate.
Now, as far as Emma is concerned, Emma was a real discovery. We knew her from the Sex and Education series, but otherwise nobody really knew her. And we saw that she was really going to be perfect to act as Adrienne. And we saw this sort of a coolness, a purity in her, and a freshness, and so she was going to be really perfect in this role. And there was also a perfect alchemy between her and Romain.
Thank you. And as a last question, Martin, how much of the movie is based on fact and how much of it is fiction?
Le cinéma permet toujours de mélanger la vérité et la fiction. C'est une de ses grandes forces. C'est très difficile de quantifier la réalité de la fiction dans ce film. En tout cas, le film n'aurait pas été possible s'il n'y avait pas un socle de réalité très fort. Et tout ce qu'on raconte sur la Tour Eiffel, ces différentes étapes sur la construction, la manière dont le projet a été initié, de sa genèse à son exécution finale, est vrai. Et tout ce que l'on raconte sur la période de Adrienne et de Eiffel lorsqu'ils se sont rencontrés est aussi vrai. On a posé une hypothèse de cinéma au moment où Eiffel ne voulait pas de ce projet de la construction quand il lui a été proposé et qu'il a retrouvé. On a posé l'hypothèse en se disant que il avait peut-être retrouvé cette femme avec qui il avait vécu cet amour de jeunesse pour se relancer dans ce projet et faire ce projet si personnel.
Yes, actually, cinema always mixes facts and fiction. It's really the real force of cinema to mix both. And it's difficult to quantify how much facts and how much fiction there is, really. But what I can say is that it wouldn't have been possible if there was not facts behind this, that is to say, great foundation of facts for this movie. And an important step in the movie is that everything, I mean, there are different steps. First, the everything dealing with the building of the Eiffel Tower is true. It's absolutely true. And now the everything that is the historical period of Adrienne and Eiffel, it's also true. When we came up with a hypothesis in the movie, it's when Eiffel refused to build the Eiffel Tower. He says no first, and then he changes his mind and he says yes. So that's our hypothesis, that it could be when he found this woman again, he found Adrienne again, and that would be behind his change of mind.
Martin, thank you so much for your time. Good luck for the Three Musketeers next year. I'm looking forward to seeing that. I really appreciate your time today, and it's been an honor speaking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Barry. Thank you so much. Have a nice day too. Bye-bye.
You too.